We spoke about the tshuva in Shailos Tshuva's Noida B'Yehuda. It's Yerudeya, Madura Kama, Simin Tzadik Gimel, Be'inyin L'Shem Yichud. The background was that the Shoyal, Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch, he sent four questions to the Noida B'Yehuda. Incidentally, we mentioned yesterday that he asked the Noida B'Yehuda very much if he can incorporate his tshuvas inside Shailos HaTshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. He wanted very much that these tshuvas would be a zikaron for him. And the Noida B'Yehuda wrote back to him that even though it was already all worked out and even had the names of the simonim and the numbers and everything was oisgerechent, but I tried to acquiesce, and if this is something that means so much to you, I'm going to give it to you. After the shir, the Olam researched a little bit and we discovered that Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch didn't have any children. And it's Yitachin that this is why he wanted to have this zikaron, that he should be zoicha, that he should have a memory, the kachava. He is the shoyal and maybe the most famous tshuva. It's shaylos tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. But either way, the fourth question that the shoyal asked the Noida B'Yehuda was a technical question regarding the Havana and the way you're supposed to recite the piyut of L'Shem Yichud. So, there's a minig by many, many Yidden that before they do a mitzvah, so they say L'Shem Yichud Kutcha Berichu Shchinte B'Tchilu Rechimu L'Yache Yudke B'Vavke L'Shem Kol Yisrael. And he had a question, did the Shoyal, in terms of the technicalities of this nusach of L'Shem Yichud. And the Noida B'Yehuda wrote to him, he said that Ad Sha'ato Shayaleini Nusach HaMirasai, he says, before you ask me a question regarding the nusach of L'Shem Yichud, you should be asking me a better question, and that is, should we be saying L'Shem Yichud, or should we not be saying L'Shem Yichud? And the Noida B'Yehuda went on, and he wrote a tshuva about why he felt very, very strongly that this minhag to say L'Shem Yichud was not okay, and that really a person has no place into saying L'Shem Yichud. So yesterday we went through the tshuva, and really the tamsus that came out was that the idea of saying L'Shem Yichud is predicated on something that's mavur in Sifrei Kabbalah, and that is that when a yid does a mitzvah, there's tremendous tikkunim that take place in all the olamos. There's a yichud that happens through a person's mitzvah between kutcha berichu v'shchinta. When a yid does a mitzvah, he's miyached the shem yudke and the shem vavke. And there's so much happening. And the inyan of saying l'shem yichud is that when a person does a mitzvah, being mindful of the fact that there's tremendous tikkunim that are happening in the olamos, you should actually, in terms of mitzvah srichas kavana, be mechavin that you're doing a mitzvah that's going to make these tikkunim. And not just be mechavin, to say it also. And that's the background of L'Shem Yichud. The Noida B'Yehuda in his tshuva didn't question the premise of all the tikkunim that take place in the Olam HaYisrael Yoinim when a person does a mitzvah. This is Teres HaSoy, Teres Rashbi, Teres HaRizal 101. And he didn't question that for 1 second. The question was whether Asher Alkin, does that mean that a person should, or maybe even has a responsibility now, to acknowledge that before he does the mitzvah, to be mechaven for it, and maybe even to say it in a nusach, the nusach of L'Shem Yichud. And that the Noida B'Yehuda held unequivocally no. And he really based it on the Gemara in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and what emerged was 3 things. The first thing is, and the Noida B'Yehuda says this with Bak Tzeiner, he says, even though it's true that when a person does a mitzvah, there's tremendous tikkunim that take place in the Al Yoinim, but what you have to know is that kol ha-tikkunim l'mayla nasin me'eleim, all these things happen by themselves. Al yidei ma'aseinu, and we don't need to be mechaven and somehow make it happen with our kavana. Whether we understand these tikkunim or don't understand these tikkunim, whether you have the kavana or don't have the kavana, is irrelevant. The metzius is that it happens. So the first thing you have to understand is that all these tikkunim and all these things all happen by themselves. As it relates to maybe there should be a ma'ilah, maybe in Hilchus Lishma there should be some cheshbon that you should have in mind. Say to Noida B'Yehuda, take a look at Zvachim Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says that even though L'shem Shisha Dvar Mazavach Nizbach, if a person does a Shchita, a Kabbalah, a Ilach, a Shchita, any one of the Dalar Avodah Sadam, there's an inyan to have a machshav of Lishma, a bestam of Lishma. And the reason is because being that karbonas are imid lahakrava, so therefore the stas far as dach has been from stam lishma. So said the Noida B'Yehuda, just like the stam lishma when it comes to karbonas avodas adam, so too there would be a stam lishma when it comes to asiyas hamitzvahs. And the Noida B'Yehuda said, I'll tell you even more, because The Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yosi, that even though Mi'ikra, then a person is supposed to have a kavan of Lishma, but Asdun Bezdin, Deloy Lamer Lishma, Dilma Asr Lameh Shaloy Lishma. Bezdin was concerned that if you would go and execute and you would actually be Mechav Lishma, maybe by mistake you'd end up thinking Shaloy Lishma. So said the Noid of Yehuda, Madach, when it comes to bringing a carbon, where in his words, it's a chash rochik, that you would actually be Mechav and Shaloy Lishma, Atu Lishma. Still, Chazal said, let's be Soy Mechanus Tam Lishma, Kavachoymer. So the bottom line is, what is the sheet of the Noida Yehuda? Avada, avada, and avada. When a person does a mitzvah, it's piled tremendous tikkunim in all the olamas. But at the same time, those tikkunim happen me'eleihem. Al yidei maseinu, whether we have kavan or don't have kavan. Number one. Number two, stama lishma. So even if there is a maila of somehow thinking it, stama is as if you thought it. And by the way, just like chazawa kaivei, asnu bezin, like lema lishma, duma asa lema shaloi lishma, kalvachayma, when it comes to this Indian, I think for sure that this is the way it's supposed to be. Now the tshuva of the Noida Yehuda was written specifically with regards to kavanas hamitzvahs. And that's why yesterday's raid, and really, a lot of the lundus of this tshuva, and there's a lot of lundus, is rooted in the sugya of mitzvos tzriches kavanos, tamo lishma, because the ikur tshuva was written with regards to kavanos mitzvos. What's l'shem yichud? L'shem yichud is, you're about to do a mitzvah, so you say l'shem yichud. It's a hilchis kavanos mitzvos. But I think it's pashit, and it's very meduyik that way, in the Noida Yehuda as well, that the same shmuz of the Noida Yehuda is true b'negeya kavanos hatfilah. Meaning, when a person davens, you have to have kavana, the shas, you daven. In terms of the kavana that you're going to have when you daven, on a simple level, there's kavana that you're having, which is pirush hamilas, halavai, we should be zoicha, to have proper kavana, pirush hamilas. But then, of course, there's the kavanas of dari, and there's soidois that are included in kavanas hatfilo, l'chura. Pasha, that the Noida Yehuda's Marocha in this tshuva was true sai for kavanas mitzvahs and sai for kavanas atfilah. Now you're going to say mechatesi, so just listen to Lashoni Azov of the Noida Yehuda. We just read it a minute ago. After he says that Chazal asnu bez loyla, that you shouldn't say lishma duma asal lemeim shloim lishma. So said the Noida Yehuda that v'ani yomer imchashu hasam shloim lishmai pen yomer shloim lishma v'chein shleyach shav lishmai pen yach shav shloim lishmai afshuch shashu rochik sheyit ben lishmai v'shloim lishmai kal v'choymer bekavonas hatfila v'hamitzvos sheyish bem kama yikuli upshuri etc etc v'day shoyis hamitzvah l'shem mitzvos. He threw in tefila, and Emma says if you look in the drush of the Noida Yehuda, drush hey by slichas, the censored drusha, there too parts of it that we have, he mentions tefila, and it seems pretty clear from the Noida Yehuda that he's not just saying the shtickle Torah in mitzvah slichas kavana, he's saying the shtickle Torah in kavanas atfila as well. Dove do achasi. And that is that even though there's an idea of being mechaven on a much, much higher level, but at the same time, it sounded like the Noida Yehuda was being mefakfek a little bit in that Indian. But hamia, for sure, it's not necessary. And the reason is because kol atikunim lemayla nasim me'ileyem al yedei maseinos. I just want to be marchiv this Indian a little bit. First of all, just to appreciate a little bit better this idea of that when a person does a mitzvah, a person has kavana b'shas tefila, that it's oisa tikunim lemayla. And really, the place to start is in the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim from Chaim Volozhiner. This is from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. And it's Shar Aleph, literally chapter 1, verse 1, Nefesh HaChaim. The whole Shar Aleph talks about this Indian. So Chaim Volozhiner starts Nefesh HaChaim with a pasuk in Bereshis that says, Vayivra Elohim es ha'odam b'tzalmoy, b'tzelem Elohim bara oisoy. Parsha Shmois, the Torah says again, ki b'tzelem Elohim, also as Adam says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he oimek pinimius inyan atzelem, the pinimius of the tzelem who midvarim ha'oimdim berumay shal oylam, for who koilo roiv sisrei pinimius hazoyer. This is the way Reb Chaim Volozhiner starts Nefesh HaChaim. Omnom kan nedaber b'milas tzelem b'derech ha'pashtonim ha'rishonim zal. But I want to talk a bit about Al Derech Pshat. Now, if you ever learn Nefesh Chaim Shaar Aleph, it's heavy, heavy Kabbalah. But the Hakdama of the Nefesh Chaim is not Kabbalah. I'm not talking Kabbalah. We're going to talk a little bit more Al Derech Pshat. But either way, says Reb Chaim V'Lashon, what does it mean that man was created in the image of God, right? Man was created B'Tzelem Elokim. What does that mean? The Eibishter doesn't have a Tzelem. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna, that the Eibishter is Einai Guf, Lo Yasigu, Masigei Guf, Ein Lo Shum Dimyon Klal. So what does it mean that man was created with Tzelem Elokim? And more, why is it Tzelem Elokim? Why is it not Tzelem Avaya? Why is it not Tzelem Adnus, Tzelem Tzvokos? Why is it Tzelem Elokim? So it says Reb Chaim V'Lajana, the tour in Reb Chaim Simen Hei, when he says Poshib Shat in what a person has to be Mechavim, when he mentions the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Tefillah, so he says, what's the Kavanah that you're supposed to have when you come to the Shem Elokim? Says the Tor, the Eibishter is a Baal Koichos Kulam. The Eibishter created the world. He's Boireas Olam. He's Manigas Olam. And that's the Kavanah that a person's supposed to have at the time that he says the word Elokim. Man was created with Tzelem Elokim, says Reb Chaim V'Lajana, in that, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Koiches Kulam, the Eibishter gave us a kinetch of that. We're in the image of that. We have the koyach, just like Kavi Yochel, to also go ahead and be boina, and to be boire, and to be manig, Kavi Yochel on some level like Kutche Baruch Hu. The beginning of Perek Gimel. Came b'dimyon zeh kavi yochel. Baruch hu yisparach as adam. That's why the Eibishter created man. The Hishlitoi. The Eibishter gave us shlita, control. Al ribe rivavon koichos v'ayulamais ein mispar. U'misarim b'yadoi sh'yehu ha-medaber v'amanigoysam. Al pi kol prote tenuois maisa v'diburav. U'machshavois v'chol sidrei hanogois v'hem l'toi v'lehefechas v'shom. He says every single maisa that a person does, every mitzvah that you do, you're mamish making graces achin in the himlach. And every avera that you do, lehefechas v'shom. It's going to be just the opposite. Ki b'maisa v'diburav u'machshavois v'atoivim u'mekai v'noisim koyach b'kama koychois v'ilomois al yoyne makdoishim. And then he famously says, if a person has a machshava v'aveir, it's worse than what Titus did when he brought the dvarim you do in Vatikim. It's scary. Ad l'ma'oy, that the Nefesh HaChaim talks about right in the beginning of Shaar Aleph. What does it mean that man was created b'tzelem elokim? What it means is that we have a shaychus to the fact that the Eibishter is about koiches kulam. The Eibishter is a Baal Koyach, and the Eibishter gave us a Me'ein there. And therefore, we have the ability to be Boirei, and Boina, and Machrib, and Soiser. Obviously, we get that Koyach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's the Oimek of what it means when we say the man was created B'Tzelem Elokim. B'chaim V'Lajon, I'm skipping to the end of Shaar Aleph. This is already in Perek Chof Aleph. He says that V'zu Hoysa Gam Kol Inyan Avodasam Shala Avos. V'chol HaTzadikim HaRishonim Shekimu Es HaTeiru Koydim Nesinasa. We know the Avos HaKadoshim, they kept the Torah before it was given. Why did they keep the Torah before it was given? Why? They weren't commanded to do it. They weren't mitzvah v'oisa. They weren't even anena mitzvah v'oisa. There was no nesinas HaTorah. So why was Avram Avinu Mekan called the Torah Kulav Afilu Erev Tavshilin? What's Pashib Shah? Why Noach know the Torah? He knew the difference between the Behemah Torah and the Behemah that was Einenu Torah. Says Reb Chaim V'Lashon, it's not because they were doing it Sivui Hashem, it's because they understood the mitzias of the Briya. And they understood that when a person does a mitzvah, it makes tikkunim in the oilam. And when a person does an avera, it's lehepech. And that's not totally in the sinas HaTorah. And therefore, even actually nitna HaTorah, this was something that they did. They were able to be masik, all these inyanim and all these different tikkunim. And that's why they went ahead and they did the mitzvahs. And then Reb Chaim V'Lajan famously says, that's why you find Yaakovinu married two sisters. And you find that there were some times that they didn't. And the reason is because they understood then that al pi the tikkunim, it would have been better not to do the mitzvah. Yaakov Avinu understood that Klal Yisrael and the tikkunim and the olamos would happen a little bit better if he was going to marry two sisters. Now, once the Torah was given, what did Yeshayah Navi tell Chizkiyahu? But actually, in the Torah, where there's no tzivoy, there's no madam mifkidus, because there was no tzivoy yet. So why are they keeping the Torah out of the tikkunim? So zil basa taima, go basa the tikkun. If the tikkun is to do the mitzvah, do the mitzvah. But if there's a better tikkun by marrying two sisters than adarava, then it would make more sense to marry two sisters. Says Reb Chaim V'Lashon, that's why you find that by all the tzaddikim that kept the Torah actually nitna, you find the lashon of Elokim. Vayisalich hanoich eso Elokim, eso Elokim esalich noyach, hu Elokim asher hisalchu avoysai lefano. Because that's the oimek. Why were they keeping Torah mitzvahs? Al tzelem Elokim, al tzabal koichay skulam. That's the reason that they were doing it. And because that's the reason that they were doing it, so says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that's why we always refer to the Shem Elohim. This is again Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim 101. Literally, it's the first Perek, it's the first Shah. This is the beginning of the Nefesh HaChaim. I'm skipping now to the last paragraphs of Shara Aleph. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, Kashen Nechta Ma Talmud HaKadosh. Says when the Talmud was closed. Ravina Rav Ashi Chasimus HaTalmud Anu Ein Lanu Elo Lishma Velaski Chol Hakasa Batayr Akdoishu Shabbat Shabbat. Meaning up until the Chasimus HaTalmud there was still Chidushin, there were Rabbonons and Gzeiris, but once there was Chasimus HaTalmud, at that point we don't have the ability to do this anymore. Our job now is to do, that's it. Kachol Mishpatim V'chukasam U'bizmanam U'protein V'diktukeim Belina Tois Mehem Netiyah Kald. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, U'kishiyakayim Ish Yisrael Karoy. And when a Yid is going to do this properly, Af Im Lo Yichafen, even if he's not going to have kavan, and he's completely clueless, he has no idea, he never opened the Nefesh HaChaim in his life, he doesn't know this. Im kozen niskaimu hamitzvos, the mitzvos are mitzvos, v'yisuknu al yedeihem ha'ilamos, and all the tikkunim and all the ilamos that have to happen are going to happen. V'yisrabu behem kedusha va'ar, and there'll be a tremendous ribuy of kedusha and ar. B'chol mitzvah v'yishaito u'mekayr v'inyana v'yutan ois melekim yisbarach shamay. Shekein kava habayr yisbarach shamay tivam shalo ilamos. Shal yisnagu al yedei maisa ha'adam v'chol mitzvah hi ha'ayla me'atzma lufa pulasa ha'meyuchidla. It happens on its own. Happens on its own. This is mamash the noy debi Yehuda's tshuva. He says, but what about somebody that is Zoicha? He understands the Hasagis, which we have Birusha from the Kadisha El Yoinim, the Chachmei HaTalmud. Or from those that we were zoicha to drink their waters from in the Doros Achroinim. Asher heiru einenu biktsas tamei v'kavonos hamitzvos hu rak kedei sheyisboinen kolechel of yisichloi v'asagosoi ad heichon magim kol protei maisa v'diburov u'machshavos v'chol inyonov v'haylomos v'akoichso yonov v'tachtoinim. The idea is that if a person can be masik and he understands the Torah of Rashbi and he understands the Torah of the Arizal, so through his bitterness and through his havan in it, he'll appreciate it a little bit better. He'll have a better understanding of us tutzach mit the mitzvahs. And it's a good thing. You know why? Because v'yispael, v'yisoyer mizalasis u'lekayim kol ha-mitzvah. Imagine if a person really understood what happens every time he does a mitzvah, every time he does an aveira, it would be frightening. It would change a person's avodah. So says the Nefesh HaChaim, there's a tremendous tayalas in that. Because if you know everything is going to be betachlus adiktuk ubeemu v'yira v'ahava atzuma ubekdusha v'tayrus alev. And then he throws in one line, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. V'ayidei, not just that, but if you're going to know all these inyanim, yigroin tikunim yoyser gedoylem v'aylamayis. You're going to be goyim gresser tikunim and daylamayis mi'im hoya mikayim ha-mitzvah b'loy kedushas v'tayrus ha-kavana. Then you would have, had you not had proper kedusha and tayrus ha-kavana. Omnam ha-ikir b'chol ha-mitzvah li'ikuva u'protei ha-maisu shaveh. But don't think it's ma'akir. So says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, this whole Shar Aleph is true whether a person knows it or doesn't know it. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with whether you have a havana in it or don't have a havana in it. Mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana for this inyan. But at the same time, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he throws in at the very, very end of Shar Aleph that if a person does have havana, he is tapped into Torah Sarashbi. He's tapped into the Torah Darizal. Al yidei ze yigrem tikunim yoyser gedoylem boi lomois miyem hoyim akayim ha-mitzvah boi kedushas v'tayrus ha-kavana. In other words, Reb Chaim Volozhiner is saying the Noi de Behuda, but he's being moisif a very, very, very important knetch. A knetch that sort of is mechayiv on some level, a person that's shayich to it, someone that's a bar hachi, to maybe understand a little bit tamei ha-mitzvahs, and to delve in a little bit into the kavanas, and to have all the proper kavanas b'shas ma'isa. Because although it's true, like the Noi de Behuda said, the kol ha-tikunim l'mayla nasim me'leim al-yudei ma'seinu, but at the same time, there's a certain darga, there's a certain madrega that a person can only get in the event that he understands the tikun. Emes says that there's another bismedrish that I think is very, very important to acknowledge as it relates to this shmuz And that's the Beis Medrash of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. And I want to give a Yashikoyach to Reb Shimon Shemanowitz from Chon Ali Zayas for being Ma'orer, this Tzustel, in his Arichos that he wrote on the Indian of L'Shem Yichud, and it's mamish pertinent, not to the tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda, but to the Lev Ha'inyan of the Noida B'Yehuda. And that is that it's not necessary to say L'Shem Yichud, it's not necessary to know about all the Kavanas, because at the end of the day, it's Nasim Eileh, which the Noida B'Yehuda said, which Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim said, albeit with a very, very important asterisk, and that is that it's true that tikkunim happen in Mela, but there's levels of tikkunim. And if a person wants to be zoichet to the real, real levels of the tikkunim, for that already he would have to know. Now these truvas, Lashon Rabbim, of the Chassam Sofer really require more time than we're going to have. But we'll start, and then Beis Hashem, maybe we'll do a part three, or maybe we'll find some other time to delve into it a little bit more. But really, it's two tshuvas and shailos of tshuvas Chassam Sofer. It's a rechayim tshuva tezvav and tezayim. Now, tshuva tezvav and shailos tshuvas Chassam Sofer is in Tassan, because there's a tezvav aleph and there's a tezvav beis. Kacha famaisa. This is tezvav beis. So it's Erechayim, Tesvav, Beis, and Tezayim. So the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer begins with a yid whose name was Reb Avram Tzvi Katz. He sent the following question to the Heilige Chassam Sofer. He said that he davens in a Beis Medrash, and he went up to daven for the Amid, and he was wearing a rakel, and it was made of wool, and the oilum was moicha. They told him that in this Beis Medrash, you can't daven for the Amid if you're wearing wool. So he said, wool? What's wrong with wearing wool? So they told him that being that there's a chashash that there might be a little bit of pishton, might be a little bit of linen, and if there's wool and linen together, there's shatness, we're concerned that you might be wearing shatness, and as a result, you can't daven for the Amid. So he said, Rabbeinu Shloim, every single yid that I know wears wool. Since when are we chayish that maybe there might be a little bit of a pishton? So they told him it's true, but this Beis Medrash is special. And the reason is because in this Beis Medrash we daven Nusach Svard. And because we daven Nusach Svard, we have to hold ourselves to a different standard. It's because Nusach Svard is on a whole different Ramah. You see where this is going really fast, by the way. Then Nusach Ashkenaz. So if you were davening Nusach Ashkenaz, nobody would say a word. But the problem is you daven Nusach Svard. And by the way, if you'd be standing in a winkel and somebody would be Moicha, I hear. But to daven for the Omen and to be a Shliach Tzibur and a Beis Medrash where you're davening Nusach Svad, where you're wearing Tzemen, there might be a little bit of Pishtah. No way, they were Moicha. And he sent a Shiloh to the Chassam Sofer and he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, I need a daven for the Omen, a daf de Breitel. And he said, I never heard such a thing. Like, what does this even mean? Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu Vos Halter Rebbe. What does the Heilige Chassam Sofer have to think on this noise? So I think we need a little bit of background here. The background is that one of the minhagim of the early Chassidim, the Talmidim of the Maggid, was that they had taken upon themselves not to wear tzemer. So Roif of Yidin wore tzemer. They took upon themselves not to wear tzemer. And the reason they took upon this midi d'chsidus was because of a chashash that there might be a little bit of pishton in it. Now the truth is that if this pishton, we're dealing with a chashash isadei reis, shatness is an isadei reis, and based on that, this is something that could be a problem. But the real kpeda of the chsidim was that, but also, it was based on in Yoni Kabbalah. Really, it's based on a Shlach HaKadosh. In Shara Oisius, it's in Ois Kof, where the Shlach HaKadosh talks al Derech Said, and he says as follows. He says that the word shatness is Rosh HaTevis Satan Az. Satan Az. In fact, Satan is Rosh HaTevis Shua, Tava, and Nuz, which is the Gemara's description of what shatness is. And said the Shlach HaKadosh, the oimek of the davar is the satan. If you could see the satan, Rachman al Itzlan, you know what he's wearing? He's wearing a suit and it's made of shatness. This is what the Shlach HaKadosh said. He said, he wears shatness. And that's why shatness has in it merumas, mamish geknipt and gebind in this inyan. And said the Shlach HaKadosh, that if a person wears shatness, he's tachas the memshala of the satan, and it's shayra on him a ruach toma, and he's a person that has to be careful, befrat binyonei atfilo. So one of the hanhogos toivos that the Talmidei Hamagid took upon themselves was that no yid was going to wear shatness. And by the way, this is why chassidim wear bekeches. This is the origin, so I'm told. And that is, it came from this minute that they started wearing, the people that followed the early rebbes, they took upon themselves that they weren't going to wear tzemer, and that's why their big day and were a little bit mishun. Demis is This inyan is brought down in the Chida. The Chida is Birkei Yosef. It's in Hilchis Kilei Begadim in the Sugyas of Shatnez. It's in Simin Reish Tzadik Tes. He tells a story. So the Chida lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Shadar, Magal Toiv. He traveled the world. But this is the Chida living in Hebron, living in Eretz Yisrael. He says, Zesh Shonim Kein Bo Sias Safraya Mikiryas Chutzois Lishkan Kavod Ba'aretz. Said there were a group of Yidden that came from Chutz La'aretz, came from Europe, to settle in Eretz Yisrael. The Trein Minayu, two of them are Rabbanon, HaMeskachim VaMetarim BaHadrei Hadarim. That they're taking upon themselves rizig in Yonim of Kedusha V'Tahayra. The Ayin Roya, Hani Moni Derabonon, Bikaf Regovad Roish Lubushay Meshi. I said, I looked at them, and from head to toe, they were wearing Meshi. They weren't wearing Tzemer. Viboilu Derabonon, Ma Mitzvah Zu, Umotzek Peda. I never saw such a thing. Every year I know wears wool. So why are you wearing Meshi? Omer Rabbonon Betaimu. So the Rabbonon told me, Ki Ladaitam Chute Pishton, Shel Alareven Bechol Bigdei Tzemer, Shaboilam Behava Kalayim. Because we're concerned that there might be a little bit of Pishton that's Nesarev in the Bigdei Tzemer. We're afraid there might be Kalayim. Dein Garma, Deshavyayu, Anafshu, Lechol Bigdei Tzemer, Mikomokim, Kebeg of Kalayim. And therefore they treat every single Beged of Tzemer as if it might be Kalayim, and that's why they're wearing this Beged. Elu Devrayim. These were their words. So when I heard what they said, I was mamish nespal. I had like a fire burning inside of me. But nobody in my sviva was chayish for this. The Chida said, I wanted to start dressing like a Rebbe. This is the way he wanted to dress. He said that there was nobody being chayish for it. Because everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Loiv Shem Bigdei Tzemer, B'chol HaMekoyim Eskim Mefursam. And then he says, "V'libi hoya mahaseis toder." I used to always think about b'meimer kaddish and hana chassidim. What these two chassidim told me, I saw that the chaykrim taina that they believed that one of these two chassidim, anyways, that the chida meant based on circumstantial evidence, was Ramea Mipram Shlan. But I'll go upon him. So the chida meets Ramea Mipram Shlan and Echad Mechaveirov, two of the early Heliga Rebbes. And he was mamish blown away by this minig toiv that they had, that they were wearing tzemer. But I'll go upon him this, they weren't wearing tzemer. So this was a minig that apparently was very, very pervasive. And this yid wants the daven for the yomid, Rav Avram Tzvi Katz, and they told him, not over here. And not if you daven nusach svar. You want to daven nusach ashkenaz memelo. But nusach svar, this is not something you're allowed to do. So the Chassam Sofer wrote back a letter. Does the Chassam Sofer agree or does he not agree? So he said like this. Ahuvi Yedidi, halei shneichem moidem sheroiv kol Yisrael meluvashim bebgadim anal. You're both agreeing in the Shaila that's being presented to me. Everybody agrees that roiv yidin they wear big day tzemer. Ve'enam choshesh in shemen asari behem chut pishton. U'mikol makam, said the Chassam Sofer, I agree. Hanizer kodosh yeyomer loy. If somebody is nizer, it's mamish gewalt. Avol shezeh ein kedai. V'roi lava lefnei ha-teva b'shvul zeh. But to say that if a person's wearing a beged of tzemer, he's not roi to daven for the yomid, has shalei ha-lahasker. How could you say that? And the emes said the Chassam Sofer is, v'gam she-kinegda ya-choy l'gol ha-moida b'zeh. The kinegda is moida. Ela sha'am ha-tam al-pi-soid nistar, she-nuscho sfardis enosoy velezeh. That nuscho sfar can't be soivel about tefillah that's wearing a beged of tzemer. V'hu dover she-ina ni-yodeya ma-husach. So I'll be honest with you, I'm not familiar with this. Ulai hem yavoyu dvarav elai. Maybe they'll come to me. The yoyreinu eich uma umasai. They'll explain to me who, what, when, and where. Avinam, then I'll understand. V'odam beinechem. Ava stomake perusha, but based on what you wrote in the brief, hevel yivtzapir. To me, Pasha doesn't make any sense. I don't know what that means, that you can't wear tzemer if you're davening nusach svar, but if you're davening nusach ashkenaz, you could. The Chassam Sofer says, I don't understand what this means. And then the Chassam Sofer goes on, and he says like this, I've already been megal in my opinion to all the people that are in my bismedrish. Ki kach kibalti meraboysai zeche tzadik levracha. I was mekabel this from my rabbis. Who were the Chassam Sofer's rabbis? Vehim moiri agoyin chosid shabagohuno. My reign of rabbin rav nosan adl zechitzadik levrocha. Vahagoyin rabbin shal kol b'nei agoy lahaflosal. Ashem eimeyem shosisi toido lokeo. Thank you Hashem. Umi mekoyram chotzafti. Ki kol hanuschois shavoy zukezu. I was mekabel from them that all the nuschois are exactly the same. Vachol shne yesh bezu, yesh bezu. Elosh eina itonu yoyteya admo. They're really, all the nuschois are exactly the same. V'anu mispalim when we daven, adas misaknei tefilos v'nuschois halalu. We are mechaven the das of the misaknei tefilos. What they had in mind. Ki kulam l'davar echad nischavnu. K'moy signo nechol lekamin avim. Etc. Says the some sorry, I'm skipping a little bit. Shabon Neroli Kimarizatzal, but when Darizatzal came, the Izen Vichike Vitike. And he went ahead and he was Megalar the Kavonis. Because this was something that he understood. Hu Hemid Besidure called Dover al Mukhainoi. He explained all the different Kavonis that the Anshe Knes Sagdoila were Mechavin. But he only did it for Nusach Sfarad. Yan, why? Because that was his Messiah. But if the Arizal said the Samsoifer was an Ashkenazi, or if there would have been someone on the caliber of the Arizal that came from the Ashkenaz, you would have the same thing in the Siddur Ashkenaz. So says the Chassam Sofer, that the Arizal wrote his Pirish and his Kavanah Satfil on Nusach Sfarad. But the reason is because that was the Nusach Hidavin. That was the reason he did it. So he says, today there were tzaddikim that couldn't understand what the Arizal understood, which is to be able to be mechaven to the Kavanah of the Anshei Knes Lagdoila. Or b'daylohem, that they were born beside Hashem, shem evinim divrei Arizal tzal. But the words of the Arizal, that's something they were able to understand. And being that the Arizal wrote his pirush on Nusach Sfarad, so all those tzaddikim that understand the Kavanah Sari daven Nusach Sfarad. Because the Kavanah of the Ari were written as a pirush for Nusach Sfarad. But we can't do it from Nusach Ashkenaz. Therefore, the tzaddikim that understood Kavanas Ari used to daven Nusach Sfar. And he says, that's why my Rebbe, Rebbe Nosson Adler, who ba'atz my ovelifnei ateva v'spalel Nusach Sfar, b'sido Arizatzal, v'chei mori agoy balaflozatzal, he used to also daven Nusach Sfar. And the reason they daven Nusach Sfar is because they understood the soidus of the Ari and the way to be mechaven was the Nusach and the Siddur of Dari, which was all Nusach Sfar. But being said the Chassam Sofer that the Arizal didn't write a Nusach Ashkenaz, it wasn't shaykh for them to write a Nusach, it wasn't shaykh for them to daven a Nusach Ashkenaz. In fact, he says that after the Aflo was Nifter, he says the Aflo's son, Afilu Benoi Hagoyim Bal Machna Levi Zatzal, Loishina Nusachas Ashkenazi. And as soon as he was Nifter, the whole Kehil in Frankfurt, the mind, everyone back to daveni Nusach Ashkenaz. Because they weren't daveni Nusach Sfarad, Mitzad, or Chashivos, and a Milo that the Nusach had Be'etzin. But it was based on the fact that the Kavonis that they were going to have was only Shaykh for them to have in this way, and it's for that reason this was the Nusach that they daven. But the bottom line is, Sedech Sam Sofer back to the Shoyl. He wrote back to him and he said that I understand that it's a beautiful and hug a Kaddish Yomerloi to any person that wants to be Chayish to all these in Yonim as relates to Shatnes. But to say that Echabsan Avkamin if you daven in Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz, I never heard that there would be a Maila in Nusach Sfar over daven in Nusach Ashkenaz. They're both real Nuschais and they're both Mesakin everything that needs to happen. The only nafke mina is, said the Chassam Sofer, is that if somebody wants to daven with Kavanas Ari, being that the Arizal wrote his Kavanas on Nusach Sfar, he has no choice but to daven Nusach Sfar. Because nobody could be mechaven today to what the Arizal would have written had he wrote his Kavanas on Nusach Ashkenaz. So that's the only Eitzah to do it. And because that's the only Eitzah to do it, so it's for that reason this is the way it has to be done. But in terms of whether or not there's a mailah to Nusach Sfar over Nusach Ashkenaz, that's not something that you have to do. Now, what does it have to do with our raid? Because if you look closely at Lashoni Azov of the Chassam Sofer said very, very clearly. He said that although a person could only have the kavanas of the Arizal when he davens Nusach Sfarad, but at the same time, you don't have to have the kavanas in order for your tefillas to be able to be poil, whatever it is, your tefillas are going to be poil. Let's read it again inside. You have to hear this whole paragraph. After b'doyrus ha'achroin ma'bom b'soyid Hashem day lehem shemivin edivri Ariza aval eni tonu yodeh lohitzi kemi nosach Ashkenazi alkein toiv lehem lespalam yisid esfardim shenirsha shom mokam eicholois v'ayichudim api ari u'mashi yispalu Ashkenazi afal pi shegam shom nirmez ha'koil. And here's the punchline. V'hamispalel al das ha'mesakin ha'nuschahi. If somebody davens and he has in mind whatever the kavanas were of those that wrote the tefillas, and probably you don't even have to have the kavanas. It's leiv bez de masna leim. Ad mehero yarutz tavare. He shouldn't think for one second that his tefillas are not going to be poiled. Ad mehero yarutz tavare. However, but these tzaddikim, they preferred to daven in a way that they understood. Why should they daven al das ha-misakin, if you could daven and actually have the kavana, but you want to know in terms of what's going to come out from it, ad mehera yoretz devarei, all you need to do is you need to be mispal al-das ha-misakin. It's the side of the Noida Yehuda. It's the side of Reb Chaim Volozhin. You don't have to have the kavana in order for you to be able to be poil and for you to be able to tuoif the tikkun that you're trying to tuoif. The tikkun is something that happens with memeila. And therefore, if you don't have it, it's fine. And you can have a Nusach Ashkenaz, and you'll end up with your tefillah being in the same place as Nusach Svartach. I'm sorry for himself to have a Nusach Ashkenaz. So you don't have to have that kavana. It's not something that you necessarily have to do. It was Noyach Lehem, and that was the only reason that they did it. So Rav Shimonovitz, in his chibur, he made a deal. He said, if the Chsam Soifah held like Reb Chaim Volozhin, and he held that this farta maila to have the kavana, like Reb Chaim Volozhin said, because you can make more tikkunim. So why did the Chsam Sofer say that it's mikomokim noyach lehem le'espalo? Sounds like maybe he should have said a little bit sharper. He should have said at the end of the day you're going to be poyolois more. So it almost sounds like he's saying it more like the Noida Yehuda and not even with that Tosefis nature of Reb Chaim Volozhin, which is ironic because that comes from the base medrash of the Goyim. But the bottom line is that's this inyan, that when a person does a mitzvah, when a person davens, it makes tremendous tikkunim and doilomis, and whether a person understands or doesn't understand, that's already a shailim bechinis and a madregis. But in terms of his mitzvahs and his tefillahs being able to be poyol and being oisat, that's something that for sure he's going to be able to do. Lamaisa, the tshuva that we just learned was tshuva tezvav. It goes vaiten to tshuva tezayin. And Lamaisa, there was a follow-up that was sent by this kehila, it seems, to the Chsam Sofer. And in this follow-up, the shoyel told the Chsam Sofer about a tshuva that was written by the Heilige Yismach Moshe. That the Yismach Moshe had written a tshuva, and it's in Shailos Tshuva, it's Heishav Moshe, it's in Erechaim, Simin Zayin, where the Heshev Moshe spoke about this inyan, that you can't wear a beged of tzemer in the event that you're davening nusach svard, and it's much more of a kpeda than if you're davening nusach ashkenaz, and the frat, he spoke very, very much about the mail of nusach svard, svard over nusach ashkenaz. And really, so there were two bekoiris that the Shoyal had on the Chsam Sofer based on the Yismach Moshe. Number one was that the Chsam Sofer is saying that he doesn't see a chilek as it relates to svard and ashkenaz, benegay wearing a beged of tzemer. That's not true. And even clearly, that there's no mail of nusach svard over nusach ashkenaz, there very much is a mail. So what the Heilige Yismach Moshe said? He said two things. The first thing the Yismach Moshe said is that all the tzaddikim, when the Chassidim, they were miyased that we're going to start davening Nusach Sfarad in Europe, meaning not just with the Sfaradim davening Nusach Sfarad, but what was the Chiddush? The Chiddush was that in Ashkenaz they started davening Nusach Sfarad. So when they did that, they made a Kabbalah, Kimu v'kiblu aleihem, that no one's going to wear a beged of tzemer. To which the Chsam Sofer wrote back, he says, who was the one that made this Kabbalah? Who had the authority to make this Kabbalah? He says, the Sfaradim, they were big day tzemer, right? The Chidah was made. They were big day tzemer. Elamai, it's the Ashkenazim that took upon themselves the Dagger Adav and Nusach Svard, says they don't have the authority to make that. And he says, Rabbeinu Gershon made a cherim for someone that marries two wives, or Gerishim Bal Karcha. Rabbeinu Tam made some famous takonas and famous charomas, but that was done al yidei kol klal Yisrael. But that a group of Yidden should be able to make such a Kabbalah and take it upon themselves, he says, Loi Shamanu, we never heard of such a thing. So he says, I'm not sure I understand 100% that taina. But then the Yismach Moshe talked more generally about the Maila of Nusach Svarim. And it's really based on Torah from the Magid Mimezrich. And he said like this. He said that once upon a time, every single Shevet had its own Nusach HaTfilah. This is what the Magid said. So if you came from Shevet Yisachar, you davened one way, Zvulun another way, God, Asher, Dan, Naphtali, every single Shevet had their own Nusach HaTfilah. And he says, that's the soid of Yud Gimel Shtach Avoyis, that we're in the Beis HaMikdash, Keneged Yud Gimel Sharm Shalmaila, each Shah, Yud Beis, plus one extra, that's where all the tefillahs went. But what happened was, the Mesh Chadoyris was Nesarev and Nesbalbal, all the Shvatim, and no one knew anymore what Shevet they were from. And as a result, there's a good chance that when a person's going to daven, his tefillah is not going to be the tefillah for his Shairish Neshama. So what Darizal did was, Darizal took from all the different Nuschais, and Baruch Kotche, he was able to compose a Nusach. And the yisod of that nusach is a nusach that's koil everything. And the Yismach Moshe said, that's why nusach hari is not mamash nusach svarad. It's not the exact same nusach. It's not exactly the way the svaradim daven, because it had its kneches. It was based on nusach svarad. But it's not mamash the same nusach. And the reason is because there was a different cheshbon that was going on. And he went on to explain this whole inyan to him. L'maisa, the Chsam Sofer wrote back to the shoyel. Again, it's really based on what the Yismach Moshe wrote. He said, umashe Hetik Malasim is Sefer Lekute Amarim. This is the Sefer from the Magid. He says, Oysa Sefer Lo Nimtza Bekila Seino. Kafilu B'Shasu Poiskim Ki Hu Chayenu V'Erich Yomenu V'em Nega Yom V'Layla Ein Li Pnai La'ayim B'Achroinim Ki Im B'Shas V'Rishoinim. And then he says, besides, V'Achloi Zochisi L'Hovin Divrei HaSefer Ahu Shekosav Nusach Sfardes Hilo B'nei HaTaruvois. And he asks a whole bunch of different kashas. Now we're not going to go into this. Tein L'Chochon V'Yech Gamoy in quotations. But if you take a look in Shai L'Shuv Divrei Chayim, in the Heilige Sanzeruv, it's a Chelik Beis, it's Erechaim Semilches, he talks a lot about this Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, and he says that even though his Lashon is Ein, he says, I know that I'm not even a Baki B'sichas Chulin Shalach Chassam Sofer, but at the same time I was Mekabel from Kedoshe Elyon, that Avadad is Mailus Tenosach Svar, and everything that the Chassam Sofer said, he never heard of what the Maggid said, and he says it's a plea by him because the Arizal talks about it, and Chaim Vital talks about it, and he says all the Sifrei Kabbalah talk about this Indian, and how could the Chassam Sofer have said, and he says even though Chassam Sofer was Rabbi Shekol B'nei Agoyla, and it's Yodu, it's famous, the Erech that the Divrei Chaim had for the Chassam Sofer, but at the same time he says, I don't know what to say, Chveses Shvatz Zogin, Kach Kibalti Mei Rabbeisa Mikol Kedoshe Elyoin, I push it, I don't understand over here, the Sichas, he doesn't understand what the Chassam Sofer is saying. I ain't chum. But the bottom line is, that was the Chassam Sofer's response. So I'll just tell you something very, very interesting. And that is, there's a tshuva, in Shailos HaTshuva's Michtav Sofer. So the Michtav Sofer was Reb Shimon Sofer, the Chassam Sofer's son, the Kruk of Eruv. And in Shailos HaTshuva's Michtav Sofer, there's a tshuva between Reb Shimon Sofer and his first cousin, Reb Leibel Eger. So Reb Leibel Eger was the son of Reb Shloime Eger, just warming up, was the son of Reb Shloime Eger, who was the son of Reb Kiva Eger. And the Reb Leibel Eger, Kiyodua, although he grew up in the house of his father, Reb Shloime Eger, but he went to the Kotzke Rebbe and he became a chuset. The Velt says that when Reb Shloime Eger heard that Reb Leibel Eger went to Kotzke, he sat shiva. The Velt also says that the Kotzke Rebbe told Reb Leibel Eger he should go be Menachem Avil, his father. He says, your father's singing shiva. He says, you have to go be Menachem Avil. But this is Dvarim Atikin Ve'inka Mekoyim Le'arim. But either way, so there's a tshuva, a back and forth, there's an exchange in Shailos HaTshuva's Michtav Sofer between Reb Leibel Eger and Reb Shimon Sofer. It's Simon Chav Zayin and Simon Chav Ches, respectively. And it's Simon Chav Zayin, Reb Leibel Eger, it's a famous tshuva, writes to Reb Shimon Sofer the following. He says, I need help. He says, you're my cousin, you're the son of my Heilige, Heilige uncle, and I need you to help me. He says, people are being roided for me, I'm in an Eis Tzara, and I'm asking you for a personal bakasha, and I know you might not want to do this, but I'm begging you, please do this for me. Okay, what was the background? The background was Reb Leibel Eger had a minig, he was a mayel, and when he would do a bris milah, he would do the bris milah very, very late in the day. And the reason is because before he did the bris milah, he was involved in yichudim and kavanis and achanas lamitzvah, and he would do it late in the day. And it's not like the minhag of Klal Yisrael. The minhag of Klal Yisrael is vayashkim Avram baboyker melamed shesriza makdim lamitzvahs, and this is something that you're supposed to do. And Reb Leibel Eger said a moiru digechidish. He writes this in the tshuva to Reb Shimon Sofer. He tells him that Chazal said zriza makdim lamitzvahs, but I made a diak. Chazal didn't say zriza makdim in bim mitzvahs. It says lim mitzvahs. You know what the chilik is? You don't have to do the mitzvah bezrizas first thing in the morning. But first thing in the morning, you have to engage and you have to start preparing lim mitzvah to do the mitzvah. So he says that I hold that zrizim akdim lim mitzvah pi alocha. And then he says, Chab Rayas, ki yodura plei b'leigo was a guy in nifla v'noira, adla ma'oi, mamish kederach avoysa. But he was a tremendous, tremendous guy. He says, I have Rayas to this. That zrizim akdim and not bim mitzvahs, but lim mitzvahs. You just have to first thing in the morning start preparing to do the mitzvah. But that's really what the kpeid is. So he says, that's what he's doing. But he says, lamaisa, people are being roid of me. And he says, to me, it's so poshit. He says, Ma'ad chazal se chsidim arishoinim hoyishoin sha'achas koidim atfilo. He says, can you imagine now there's such a yerida and today we're so not on the madrega, how much more so we have to be shoin sha'achas koidim atfilo? So he says, you're probably not masking to my mimic, I know that. But he says, please, betai, hotrach monosof mich, lamaisa, the Michtav Sofer writes back to him. And he says, hein, emes v'yatsiv. He says, "Shekola mashes hamitzvah gedei lasoisem in amufcha areze zoriz v'nisker uleshvachu nisker." Because that's in premise that Hagam is an Indian of zrizim akdim lamitzvahs, but there's also an Indian of doing a mitzvah in amufcha, and you're allowed to push off the mitzvah. You could delay a mitzvah. You could be mevater zrizim akdim lamitzvahs to do a mitzvah and a mitzvah in amufcha de geofen. Which, to me, said Rav Shimon Soif, is already a limud tzchos. Because you hold that after all the kavanas and all the yichudim, you'll be able to do the mitzvah in a more proper way. So the mele, for that itself, I could already hear it. He says, the only thing is, I never heard that all the kavanas, and that for you to be the one to be the mile, being that you need all these kavanas in order for you to be able to do it, it should be like tzitzin ha-ma'akvinas ha-mila. That's his lashon. That you should be able to push the... Meaning, I'm asking, there's an Indian of mitzvah ha-mufcher. But mechatei said, you should be the mile. He says, maybe someone else should be the mile. And if someone else is willing to do the mila first thing in the morning, sabi mevater. Who says you have to be the mile? And he goes back and forth about this Indian. Listen to what he writes, toich devarav. He says, u'bekila k'daysha matastarf. He says, I'll pay the minig of matastarf. B'yom she'esh by bris. He said that bris milah was always done first thing in the morning. He says, why was it done first thing in the morning? It's the reason makdim la mitzvah. Every mitzvah you do first thing in the morning. What's the pshat? Right? It's mamish fatogs. The bris milah is fatogs. You oversleep, you miss a bris milah. What's the pshat? So he says in nifl digazach. He says, it's because really, chazal say ma'usa ha'arla. And really, you should have done bris milah the second the baby was born. The Gemara says in Masech Tznida, mipnei ma mila b'shmini, right? Because a woman is tamei tumas nida, shele yehei, everybody, she should be ba'atzvis, and everybody else is b'simcha. So he said, why'd Chazal here be megalo at the time of the Kora? He says, I think because Chazal would bother with Akasha. It wasn't just why is mila b'shmini. Mila should be right away. If ma'usa ha'arla, why don't you do it right away? So good, Chazal gave a reason. But he says, al rishonim anu mitzaren, that you're not doing a b'yom rishon. But at the very least, the first thing, it's already 8 days that this baby has this mu'usa arlo. He says, it's posher to me, that's why the minig of meal is vayashkim avram ba'boykut. There's reasons you have a meal, you don't buy any other mitzvah. And he says, in fact, u'bekila k'daysha matastar b'yom she'esh by bris milah, mashkimin k'tas yoysami b'shar hayom. He said, they used to wake up even earlier. Not wait until late in the day. He says, they used to wake up even earlier. He says, V'chol min hoge, kehilo kedosha matastav, and you should know, if that's what they did in matastav, I'm going to tell you something about the minhogim of matastav. Everything that happened in matastav is al pi vasikin, kedosha el yoinim, hagoyin balponim irois, v'agoyin ha-mekubel, isha likin, Rab Gershin Chaya, seichet tzadok levrocha, v'agoyin ha-mekubel, hu aloiki, moirenu le ben agoyin Rab Shmuel Chayim Yeshaya zatzal, v'agoyin ha-kodesh ha-mekubel, Rabber Chosid Zatzal, Benoishal Agoyen, Shimshin Chosid Baal Machab Sefer Tois Chadosh and Algilian Amishnayas. You know that was? That's Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch, the Shoyl and the Chuvis Noida Biyuda. He quotes him there again, 2 days in a row. So Yisdoi Vois Bekever. He says he was one of the Miyastim of all the Minhogim and Matastar. Vadoini Ovi Moiri Virabi, Moira Agoyen, Zeche Tzadik Levrocha, Schusam Yogan Aleinu. Right, included in all the Rabbani Matastar. Vadoini Ovi Moiri Virabi Zatzal, Baatzmoi. He was the mile for most of the children that were born. And they did it even more. Then he explains the reason why he did it. So he said that you find already by the tzaddikim and matastav, my father said they would zrizim akdim la mitzvahs, they didn't bite sich. So he says, I hear what you're saying, you can't do it. Okay, so who says you have to be the mayor? Let somebody else be the mayor. This was the advice that he was giving Rabbi Leib Leger. This is what he told him that he should do. But then he said, maybe I could be melamed tzchos. And he says he found a medrash rabbi in Parshas Nosai, where it's Parsha Yod Aleph Tfus Amsterdam, Daf Reish Beis Amud Beis. Medrash says like this, by the older bris milahs, Moshe Mal, Varim Pireya, the Yeshua Mashka. It sounds like, said Rav Shimon Sofer, that Moshe Rabbeinu was always the Mal, and Aharon was always the Pireya. Now, if Moshe Rabbeinu was always the Mal, Sheva Levi, they did Bris Mila. What happens if Moshe Rabbeinu had three Bris Milas on the same day? It sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu did all three. Why did he have to do all three? Let someone else do the Bris Mila. The Teretz Iskos is an Indian. There's a mitzvah in a mufcher, maybe, that there should be a chash of a mile. And he says, if that's the case, that's a limud tzchos. Because the ma'aser of Leib Leger is going to be your mile. So where are you going to meet in lanu tmuras? Where are you going to find somebody like this? But Al Kapanim, this is what he writes to him. Bekitzer, he told him that, I hear, therefore, if you want to do this, you can do this. And he's okay with it. And the tzchos of Yehele Gezedes, you're going to be fine and everything is going to be okay. Afterwards, he has a little postscript. He says, Achri kosafti kol zois. After I wrote to you everything that I wrote, doyucha lahakch me'is yedidi ben doidi. My first cousin, right? Yedidi, he says, Mamish, Mambalipta. He says, I have to. He says, He says, even though it's true, and I gave you what you wanted. I gave you your Ishur. But at the same time, I have to tell you, Vaslik Mechavan Hartz. And that is this minig, that you're doing the Bris Milah so late, I'm not happy with it. In fact, I'm hearing reports that there are certain kehilas where there are people that are doing Bris Milahs because of all these inyanim, and they're doing it Mamish by Shkia. And he says, if you do it by Shkia, you might do it after Shkia. And then you're going to be Mevato Mila B'Shmini. And he says, now I'm already worried. And he says, the Emes is, you brought me a raya, because it says, Chasidim Arishonim Hoyeshoin Shahachas Koidim Atfilo. Said Reb Shimon Sofer, B'noy Shalagoin Chasam Sofer. He said, Rishonim Michlal De'ika Achroinim. And it sounds to me that already the Chasidim Achroinim stopped this minute. And probably because they were being shoyin too much. And people that weren't supposed to be shoyin were already starting to be shoyin. So he said, you avad the Chalila, I don't mean anything. But maybe, just because of this whole inyan, Vastutzach, says maybe it's not such a good idea. And then he told him like this. He says, I want to tell you the minute of my father. He says, you know, people think that my father, he said he did everything. He said, if you saw me bachot, he said, you got the sense that maybe he was... whatever, he was chashiv, his anhoga was a chashiv anhoga. But he says, it was margula bapume, that the Tata used to say, the Chazal say, in Rashi brings in the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, Kedoshim tiyu, Parashazu, Bahakol Nemra. Right, the Parash of Kedoshim was Bahakol Nemra. Omar. So he said, the Chasam Sofer said like this, Hakavana, Kedoshim tiyu, Bahakol. What does that mean? A person has to be a Kaddish, but you also have to be Bahakol. He says, you have to find a way to balance being a Kaddish, but Pnimius, but at the same time, be Mor Ben Abrius, be together with everybody else. And he said, the Chasam Sofer said in the name of the Chayvus Alvavis, HaChacham, the Chacham is misbeided. He's behisbeidedis, v'hu b'makelois, v'chevres b'nei Adam. And he's together with people. Tzalosoi b'fonof. He says, you look at his face, he's smiling at you. Or b'v'avloi b'lvavloi. But in his heart, he's b'avelos. And Emma says, this is brought down in the Petuchei Chosam. The Petuchei Chosam, which by the way, is available at your local Sfarim stores, effective immediately. But in the Petuchei Chosam, Shtei Tartim, and again, the Petuchei Chosam, which we've spoken so much about, was the Sichas Chulin of the Chasam Sofer that he used to tell his sons and his Talmidim, say he, the Reb Shimon Sofer, who wrote it, so he says, V'lova shakoyim midei bad, u'michnesei bad, yilbash al basarai. V'lova shakoyim midei bad. The koyin has to be, on the one hand, midai bad. What does midai bad mean? It means he has to be alone. He has to be on some level. He has to have a madrega of hispoidedus. But at the same time, umichnesei bad, yilbash al basarai. Michnesei is miloshim kinos. At the same time, ibachutz, you have to outwardly behave as if you're together bein abrius. And here's the punchline. We're going to end with this. V'ka choysa midosoi shal adoini ovi meiri virabi zechatzadik levrocha schusa yogan aleinu. Kol mishahoyim mispoinin bedrocha. Any person that was mispoinin in the ways of the Chasam Sofer. Ra ki tnuoysa bedveikus gedoilu b'ashem v'tayrosoi. That his meiri de gedveikus was hal pikisvei yoari. V'zoyer HaKadosh. But he did it in a way. Shebnei ha'odam apshutim lo yirgishu by b'shum hishtanos b'minig ha'tzibur. Then nobody was able to chap. Because it was u'michnes e'bad yilbash al-psara. Or but the emes is it was v'lovash ha'koyim midai bad. Tif, everything was the Arizal. V'chein ho'ya said Rab Shimon Tzoyfer b'lis sofik darkoy shal zekeinenu unzer ezeida. Ma'oyra goyle rabbeinu akiva zeich tzadak levrach Rab Kiva eger schus yogan aleinu. Hey ma'amudei ha'olam acher kol beis Yisrael nishan aleinu. And he signs off. But this is a murder digazach that Reb Shimon Sofer told Reb Leibel Eger, and he told him that I can't. I have to a little bit tell you what I feel. But Chalila, I'm not in any way taking away from what you're doing. But remember the Messiah that I have from my father and that we both have from Unzer Zeta. And that is outwardly, nobody would have thought, Arizal, and even you read some things that Chasam Sofer said. Yidamnus Hashkenaz. And Hagam, all the Mekubalim held that no, you're supposed to be davening Nusach Svar. But Rav Shimon Sofer said that it was Pasha to him. It was Pasha. Kol Mishayim is Bainim Bedrach of Ra, Ki Tnuoysa Bedvekus Gedoyla Bashem Betairasai. And Emesis is a remiss to this in one of the letters of the Chasam Sofer as well. The Chasam Sofer and Rav Shimon Sofer, the two sons of the Chasam Sofer, that this was Minhogoy, and this was his Indian, that even though it was outwardly, and even in the writing sometimes, it's Umichnese Bad Yilbash Absarun. But it was v'lovash hakoyim midei bad. That's really the way it was. So here's the bottom line. We're finished. Did the Chasam Sofer say l'shem yichud, or did the Chasam Sofer not say l'shem yichud? It's mefurish in the Joshua's Chasam Sofer. It's mamish mefurish. In Joshua's Chasam Sofer, and this is in Chelek Gimel, this is from the Ksav Yad. It's in Chelek Hey, if you have the new Joshua's Chasam Sofer. It's in Drush Aleph. It's Daf Lamed Aleph in a very, very, very long Haggah. said the Chasam Sofer, he's saying a pshat in ein kemach in Torah, in Torah in kemach. Va'remez bazel lafiyani is daiti al derech mashi yesh oimrim. Koydem asiyas amitzus v'limit ha-Torah, l'shem yichud kudsho berichu tshchinte al yidei ahu tamer v'nelam v'shem kol Yisrael. Says the Chasam Sofer, v'kvar heyit bal chavis yor, z'chroinu l'vrach ha-simin reish yor, that will be for the next raid by. Ki einu yoidei ha-peirushoi. The Chavis Yor said that he doesn't know pshat. Ki soydei rom v'niskov. V'ani Nimna Mila Imreklal. I don't need to say Lashem Yichud. V'ayim besider Rabbi Yaakov Emden b'haktamasa. They bring here that Rabbi Shimon Sofer writes in one of his svarim that he said that his father didn't say Lashem Yichud, and he said the reason his father didn't say Lashem Yichud was Mishum Kfoidish al Anoida B'Yehuda. Because being that the Anoida B'Yehuda wrote in this true that we all started with, that he didn't say Lashem Yichud, that's why he didn't say Lashem Yichud. But I'll just leave with one tzarech in Gadol. And that is, in the Sefer Hazakaran. I was talking to Ramosha Shlomiak today. And he said, you see the Sefer Hazakaran? Sefer Hazakaran is the autobiography that the Chasam Sofer wrote when Pressburg was under siege in the year 1809. And he talks about different things that he did. So he said that at one point there was a tremendous Eitz Tzara. This is towards the beginning. So he said, V'amarti lo besesa, lo bal yegalo dover. He wanted to make a gross opinion. V'chein asa, v'tzirafti imi asare anoshim chashuvim, v'ruba mitalmidai hanemonim, asher lo yefarsimu hadover. So I wanted to do this, 10 people were going to know, but nobody was allowed to tell anybody. You know, once a dover is misamru b'fnei tlosa already, chaver, chaver, isle, v'chaver, chaver, chaver, isle. But the Chasam Sofer said, I had to find 10 people that I was able to trust. So he said he got together 10 people that he trusted, and we composed the Nusach HaTfil, he made a pidyon, v'zen Nusach HaTfil asher hispalal nuaz, betchilo yud, v'achar kach shin, v'achar kach resh, v'achakach aleph, v'achakach lamed. It's Rosh Hashanah Yisrael. And then we said as follows, L'shem yichud kutcha berichu, b'dechilu r'lechimu l'yachay t'shem yudke b'vavke, hareini noisein yud matbeyos elu b'shlichus kol Yisrael, b'frat kal Yisrael, poi prezhberg, l'yachay tzedek im tzedek pidyay nafshis kol kamcha beis Yisrael, v'yud prutois, if you want to see Kabbalah, ayin shah. So he said it, L'shem yichud. What's the pshat? What's Pasha Pshat? So Rav Shimon of it's tiny that maybe the Pshat is Pashat. Maybe the Pshat is. The Chasam Sofer said not to say Lashem Yichud. Why? Because you could have in mind Al Das Mesaknei Atfilo. Because these tefillos were niskan al yedei danchik nesagdoilo. So it's true that Rizal wrote kavanas, but you don't have to have the kavanas. Because you have the kavanas danchik nesagdoilo. But here the Chasam Sofer was writing his own tefillo. So you didn't have the Al Das Mesaknei Atfilo. So therefore over here, even the Chasam Sofer wrote the Lashem Yichud.